Court, the movie podcast where Sean
and Mampy
watch shit, talk shit, and most importantly, eat shit. We are the law.
And guess what we saw?
Abigail.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Starring Melissa Barrera as Joey. Directed by Radio Silence. I think it's two guys with names, but they were like, we don't want anyone to have to remember both of our names.
I think that's
so we're
smart.
Called Radio Silence.
Radio Silence.
Yeah.
That's great.
Sounds like a movie, right?
We should change our names to Food and Court.
Ah.
I'm Food.
And I'm Court. And you're watching Food Court. And are listening to Food Court. Did I say we watched Abigail? We watched Abigail.
We did.
In cinemas now.
Oh, boy, is it.
The curtain parts, and we're in cinemas.
Yeah. Ah. I love it. The curtain parts.
Mr. Mampy.
Yes, sir. Sean.
What did you think about this piece of cinema?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's interesting you use the word piece of, because this is what comes to mind in my review of it. Because I thought it was a piece of a great time at the movies, popcorn classic, as they say.
Oh, dang.
And I had a really fun time laughing away, reclining in my chair, alone in my row of seats.
You had recliners?
Yeah, I was reclined,
oh,
baby. I was
hell
like,
yeah.
But I kept accidentally hitting the button and going
oh, yeah.
up and down. I was like, whoops.
I like to do that too.
I had
purpose.
Yeah. Whoa.
And then people are like, is this guy okay?
I like that there's literally nothing. There's no rule against it. You could do it. You could go.
No.
All day. Up, down,
yeah.
up, down. Down, down, down,
there's
up.
No rules. That's the beautiful thing about a godless world.
Yeah.
Is there are no rules.
Nope.
I could put two guns to my head and just walk around all day. No one will ever stop me.
No rules, just shoes, Nike. Put them on. Put them on,
and
you
then
rat.
The commercial is me with two guns to my head.
fucking Nike!
I wish... dunk the guns.
Oh, yeah. Dunk them. You dunk them in a batter, and then you fry them in grease.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot out fried bullets. new fried bullets
shoot
at KFC. Yeah. It's brain blasting good.
It's brain blasting good. Go! And I saw it, too.
Wait.
Yes?
I'm sorry, I did think of one thing to cap that off.
Just cap it.
The blood spatter hits the wall, and it, like, drips, and it forms the Colonel's face and, like, the KFC logo.
That's nice.
This is the mind of a motion
genius?
Graphics artist.
And he goes, well, hell, that's some brain-blasting good time. I probably own slaves. That's how old I am. Enjoy your chicken. Don't even think about it. Don't even worry about how all the people in power were once slave owners in different countries. You know.
Yeah, just don't
Elon
think about
Musk,
it.
Elon Musk, he probably had slaves too.
Oh,
don't
well,
even think about it.
This is the question, though. All his robots he's making seems kind of similar, doesn't it?
I mean, they're certainly slaves.
They're slaves.
They're like slaves who are taught to read, which is a really weird idea.
And given all the knowledge of every moment in history.
He's like, remember the thing about slavery is it was bad because they didn't know anything and it was much harder for them to revolt.
Yes.
What if we made them super powerful
slaves
who are geniuses?
And give them the launch codes and just see what happens.
I mean, you know, he just hasn't seen the pictures like we have.
I know. We're picture experts at this point.
We're experts. We're the food court boys.
We're the food court. We are
and
the
we're the experts.
Boys.
I liked it okay. That's
yeah. I thought it was fun.
I didn't like it as much as you did, and I want to apologize for that.
That's
but
fine.
I had some good times.
I had a
and
blast.
I will tell you about them. Since you love this movie so much, do you want to give us the plot, Mr. Mampin?
Yeah, so the plot of this movie, it's laid out on the trailer. If you see the trailer, you've seen the movie, basically.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, don't get me started. So a group of criminals are coming together because of some guy. It's, what's his name? Like DeWalt or something? Something like that.
DeWalt?
It's like Waylon Utani, something like that.
Are you talking about Giancarlo Esposito's
yes,
character?
Yeah. I don't know his name.
His name's like Warlow. Titsy
Fritzy hires all these criminals to go and steal a child. Kidnap.
Pollo Loco is his name.
Pollo Loco.
Pollo Hermanos. Hermanos Locos.
Pollo Hermanos Locos. Man, guy, that guy, he hires. He hires them all to go and take this girl because she is the daughter of some millionaire or something like a billionaire. Who knows? And they need to hold her captive for 24 hours while they ransom her ass. And she's a little ballerina, and she seems helpless and like a richy-titchy sort of lady. And so
she is.
They kidnap her, and they're supposed to just hold her there. They think it's going to be no problems, but then people start dying in horrible ways, and they're like, this is just like an assassin that works for the guy that we're fucking stealing the child from.
So, what is the assassin's name again?
Valdez.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I was looking in the Wikipedia, and I was like, this is an important part of this script. You should tell me what the name is. But if it was that important, maybe I would have remembered it.
Yeah, I guess maybe because they didn't want to spoil, which I did spoil. Sorry. Kind of.
Sorry, spoiler alert. There's actually no way to spoil this movie. If you have seen the trailer, don't get me started.
Yeah, exactly. And so Valdez is the girl, and it turns out she's a vampire, and they have to survive somehow.
Yeah.
And she's brutal, and she likes to play with her food.
Yeah.
And they almost all die. The end of the movie.
The end. Great job, Bampy.
Thank you. I was getting into territory where I thought I was going to say the whole movie, and I was like, I got to wrap this up. So
I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
I only gave away huge plot points a couple times, but...
they know it's a spoil. I mean, if it's just your first time listening, I want to apologize because we spoil every bit of it.
You never know how sensitive people are.
That is true.
To spoilers.
Honestly... it's tough with a movie like this to talk about anything past the first 30 minutes without spoiling the whole thing.
Exactly.
And for better or worse, they decided they didn't care about that. So they just, all the trailers were like, this is the beginning, end, and middle, every moment of this movie. Here you go.
Yeah. If they had marketed it as like, oh, it's like a ransom heist movie.
Yeah.
And maybe something weird happens, like, vaguely.
Clue.
Yeah, they should have shot more stuff and, like, really made the trailer just seem like a ransom movie or something.
Yeah.
And then been like, psych, that would have been cool. That would have been really, like, if I had not known.
Oh, man.
Like, freaking, do you remember Red Eye with Killian
Murphy?
Yes. Like, it seems like a romance, and you're just like, oh, this is funny. And then, holy shit, this is a fucking thriller, baby.
Yeah, rules.
I like that.
That's a great flick.
It's
R.I.P. Wes Craven.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Cillian Murphy. R.I.P. what's her name? That lady?
Emily Blunt.
Dickinson?
No, Rachel McAdams.
Yes.
I was like, what is her name?
R.I.P. Rachel
McAdams.
Yeah,
they're all gone now, but not forgotten.
You know who's not gone, though?
You?
Dan Stevens, my beef lamb gyro of the picture.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
I have many things I like about this movie, mm-hmm. but the main one, well, the main two, are one, Dan Stevens.
Yes.
Who plays Frank.
So good.
We were talking about him in the texts, and I was remarking that it's weird that he is not, like, the biggest star.
Yeah, it is odd.
Because he is right in the Ryan Gosling territory of, like, incredibly hot dude who is really funny and a good actor.
Why has he not blown up?
I mean, I don't know. He is in the biggest movie in the world right now,
true.
So I guess that's helpful. But it's a really shitty movie. Not Abigail. Godzilla versus Kong The Lost X.
I couldn't bring myself to... I saw too many clips online. I was like, this just looks so stupid. I can't do it, man.
I gotta say, you didn't miss much.
Yeah. After the last one, I was like, no, that's it.
I don't know if it was quite as bad as that one.
Okay.
But it had the same bad... I remember that guy's name? That guy from Atlanta.
I know. I feel so bad. I don't know. I mean, it does... It always hurts my heart when I'm like... Oh, man.
Yeah.
I do want to root for you, but I just don't. It's not working.
He's in Widows, and he's so fucking good in Widows.
Yeah, what happened?
And his, I mean, you know.
What happened?
If somebody was like, hey, I'll give you, I don't know.
True.
$1.5 million. I don't know how much they're giving him.
That's
true. $1.5 million?
I could have very easily been in the Society for Magical Negroes. You know, they could have swapped me for Justice Smith, and
is his name Justice Smith?
I think so. And I would have been like, "Yeah, I'll take the money."
Sure,
I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah,
but
it is. You do feel bad for them.
Yeah,
in some way.
And then now he's like the co-lead in the new Transformers movie. Not Justice Smith, but the guy from Atlanta.
Mm.
It's him and I think the Thor guy, but I will say I kind of gave up. The first Transformers is the only one I like remember even enjoying, but yeah. I think this is maybe a good idea. It's all just Transformers. There's no humans. Oh. It's all set on their planet, so it's in that CG. I'm like, that to me will be better.
It makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it's not going to be clashing anyway. Back to
Dan.
I don't know how. I mean, the way we can leave a topic is pretty impressive.
I mean, it reminds me of... No. <That's good. laughs> It reminds me of King X Kong. Yeah. God Xzilla.
God X.
I think Dan Stevens is quite good in this movie.
Yeah, I loved his...
He has to play the dickhead,
mm-hmm.
but he's kind of a funny dickhead.
Yes.
Everybody's got really cool outfits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's got kind of a yellow bomber jacket, and he's got... For some reason, he's got, like, one of those Guido necklaces.
Yeah.
And he's, like, some kind of Brooklyn cop.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a Brooklyn cop.
He got the voice great. I was like, I thought he was going to be British, and he was not.
It's great when he, like, when you hear him in interviews, and he's just like, I spoke to many men from Brooklyn, New York.
When I was in the theater, I would do these performances. Stuff like that.
And I asked them, when you say gabagoobiga in your Italian accent, what does it mean?
What do you mean? What does it fucking mean? It means a fucking gabagoobigaba.
Give me the gabba.
I don't agree that it sounds like capicola. People were like, it's capicola. And I was like, that doesn't sound like gabagoo.
Gabagoo.
What is the Italian baby's first word? Goo goo.
Gabagoo.
Gabagoo.
Yeah, write that down.
I'm writing it down.
That's a good fake meme, though.
Yeah.
Is you show the piece of paper, and it says capicola.
Uh-huh.
And then you show the Italian. And he's like, what does it say? And he says, gabagoo. He's like moving his fingers across it.
Gabagoo?
No. Capicola.
Oh, he's like an eye exam. What is the first letter? G?
No. All right, cover up your right eye.
Yeah.
Goo.
Goo.
Then he eats a big pizza.
Yeah.
I like Dan Stevens.
Yeah, he did a good
job. I liked him especially when he gets to go all the way the fuck off when he's a vampire.
Yes, yeah.
When he gets to be real evil and he's got his teeth and he's all covered in black blood.
Yes.
He's just cool looking.
Yeah, he was a good choice because he can play both of those very well.
How do you like them? He doesn't really say that, but he says stuff that's sort of like, How do you like them apples?
Yeah, he loved it. He really ate that up. Ate with them teeth.
How do you like that blood?
And I like the teeth in this movie. They're so, like, fucked up. Like, they're so big and just like...
Yeah. I like a good vampire tooth.
Me too. To tell you the truth, I love it.
Tell me.
I'll tell you, I love the vampire teeth.
Speaking of telling.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell me, when you be flame your eyes, what's the best part of this damn movie?
I will agree that he was awesome. But I think my favorite part, my Euro, my B-Flame Euro of the picture, was that the vampires explode. I like a lot. I always love stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because they really can't hurt Abigail for most of the movie. You're just like, how are they going to do anything to her?
Yeah.
And then they break open some stuff and light shoots in and it just like blows her hand off. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. And like literally any amount of light touches you, you just blow up.
The new hand grows out of the
that was gross.
Gross
was
like, old hand and just goes.
And she's like,
hey there. Remember me?
First I thought she was going to use it as a weapon and like.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd have been crazy.
But I don't know what that means.
I love it though. I just thought that was great, and every time it happens, it made me more happy, and it's more gore, and people just getting drenched, which was awesome.
It was serious From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes, feelings. Absolutely,
and that's my kind of vampire movie.
It really is.
I mean, they drink blood. It's gonna be a little messy.
They're filled with it. Overflowing with it.
Yeah.
I also like when Dan turns into a vampire and he's just like, oh, and just like keeps throwing up blood. I'm like, oh, wow. I guess he has to get rid of all his blood.
Yeah, do you have to get rid of your own blood?
I guess. I don't know.
Hey, whatever it is, I liked it.
I liked it a
lot. Glad they did it.
Yeah, that was
speaking
cool.
of things I liked,
oh.
I thought one of the second finest parts of this movie was Alicia Weir.
Who
played Abigail.
She did great.
I think she's really good in this.
Yeah, she did awesome.
And it's a tough part. And I think maybe the character arc doesn't entirely work for me, but I think she's doing her very best to make it work. Because they do this thing where it's like, oh, you feel sorry for her. Then she's the villain.
Yeah.
Then you sort of feel sorry for her again. Then she's sort of the villain again. And then she's a hero. And they kind of go back and forth. So she has to do a lot of, like, tough stuff.
Yeah.
Or maybe the movie has to do a lot of tough stuff. But she, like, as a kind of dainty little girl, is really good.
Yeah.
And then as sort of an evil badass, she's also creepy and scary.
Very good.
Like, there's one scene where she's stuck in a cage, and she's saying very evil shit like, I'm gonna eat your blood and kill you, you know, the kind of stuff that a vampire says. Just open the door and I'll kill everybody else, but you, I'll spare you.
Yeah. Wild.
And she is good. She's really creepy in that. And I think, I don't know, being creepy, I feel like it's one of the hardest things.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, especially for a little girl. Like, you know, you see some big weirdo, you know, some guy who's like 6'3", huge, got big muscles, and he's like, oh, you are beautiful. You're like, oh, fuck, that's terrifying. But a little girl, tough to pull off.
Tough to pull off, because you're like, I'm not scared of a little girl. And then you're like, oh, well, she has like really sharp teeth and is covered in blood.
Yeah.
A little bit more scary.
She can do karate kicks.
Yeah, she can do pirouettes.
She can get her body folded and crushed and then uncrush it.
Some classic horror clicks and kicks. Yeah. Hi.
I'm back.
I'm back. I love a lot of the times where she'd be chasing someone and she'd like... Like, there's one part where a guy falls down, or I think it's Danny, falls down the steps, and she, like, jumps up and does, like, a ballerina move following him. I was like, this is so fun. I liked all the vampire stuff. That was very fun and well executed.
And I feel like also it's tough to make a movie where someone has been alive for 3,000 years and is a child and gets, I mean, you don't really get any idea of her past, but you kind of get, well, she just likes ballet.
Yeah.
So that's what she likes to do. That's what she
does, dude.
Yeah.
She's a ballet girl.
Yeah.
That's it.
They were like, I got an idea. Ballet vampire.
Yeah. I think absolutely. That's how they came up with this movie.
I'm like, okay.
How do we make that a movie?
She spins.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
And I always love a movie where, like, the tables turn or the power exchanges, and you're like, oh, wait, no, you're trapped with me. That's always fun.
You're locked in here with me.
Yeah, yeah.
So Rorschach. You love Watchmen?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, I like parts of it.
I do like parts of it.
The blue penis.
Yeah.
Very cool. I love it.
Flippity flapping.
Like, wow, that's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah.
Whoa,
it's great in 3D.
Yeah, 3D. And then when he turns into three people, you're like, whoa, there's three of them. Yeah, right in here. The 4D experience is crazy. You're like, oh.
I don't know what the spray would be.
Pee-pee.
Or it could be just, like, genital heat.
Yeah.
Like, he's out in the cold, but his penis is steaming. You know?
Yeah, I like the shot in Watchmen where they cut to just the close-up of his penis steaming in the, in the winter.
like a linebacker on a cold day.
On a cold day.
Hat.
You know, I think that Dan Stevens would play a good Ozymandias. Is that the guy in Watchmen?
Ozymandias?
Yeah.
He's very similar. Wait, isn't that guy in this movie?
I don't think so.
Doesn't he play Lazar? Am I crazy?
What? Oh, he does! Whoa, weird connection. Whoa, that's crazy. Oh my gosh. Wow.
All I have for you is a word. Tenet.
Oh.
And a gesture. It all fits!
I go backwards.
Oh, yeah. I'm running backwards.
Trork doof. Food court. It's so stupid. Anyway, yeah, I thought he was great too. When he showed up, I was like, ooh, he's scary.
Yeah.
God, they did a good job. He does have a funny face where he's at his teeth and he's they look kind of goofy, but I liked it. Horror gets away with more, if you ask
Yes.
me.
Horror gets away with more. Put it on a... You know, whatever you want. T-shirt.
A t-shirt.
Bumper sticker.
I always like when, like, an actor will do that thing, like a kind of known actor.
Because
it's like, I know it's so short, but you have, like, a big presence in the movie. It's kind of interesting.
Yes.
But, yeah, I thought that was fun.
It reminds me of The Third Man.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So, I won't tell you why. just figure it out.
All right.
What did you like about this movie?
I like the dumb guy from Quebec. I thought he was great. He's been in a couple. He was in this show called The Strain that was also about weird vampires.
His name apparently is Kevin Durand.
Kevin Durand.
Thanks, Kevin.
He did great. I thought he was very dumb and funny and sweet. Like the part where he's with the, big spoiler, the other lady who gets turned into a vampire.
Her name is Sammy.
Yes, Sammy.
Who you may remember or may not remember from Lisa Frankenstein.
I was worried, but I thought she did better in this.
Yeah.
I
mean, maybe she just didn't have much to, you know, do in the other one.
Yeah, I think
it happens.
So. I think so.
She got to dance in this one, too.
I know. They love making her dance, I tell you what.
Mm-hmm. Dance,
baby. It almost feels like people have just been putting dance stuff for the TikTok crowd. They're like, okay, we can make a TikTok out of this.
It is probably true.
Like Megan, you know, had that dance. It's like they're putting stuff to just be like, look.
Then people can recut it to a different song.
Yeah, exactly. And they can do the dance. Oh,
yeah.
I'm possessed by a vampire. Oh boy. Anyway, I liked him. I really like the scene where it's right before his unfortunate end. He gets killed pretty bad.
How does he die again?
He gets betrayed because she becomes a puppet to the vampire girl. And then she bites his neck, rips his neck open, and sucks him dry, baby. But right before that, he's like, we are friends. We stick together. We watch after each other. And it's like so sweet. And I was like, oh. Yeah.
And then, poor dummy.
Sorry.
He's a poor dummy.
He is a poor dummy. He would have been a rich dummy if they had actually, you know, done the job and not been tricked. But it was all a trick. So, you know, whatever.
It happens. I mean, I've done that, but for a lot less money.
Yeah. I've been like, dang it.
I got to work every day. That's a trick.
That's a trick. It is a trick.
I mean, how much are they paying me? Really? Not. I mean, let's be honest. Not much.
Not enough.
Certainly not $5 million.
See, if I got paid $5 million a day, nope, I would have no issue working. I would work every day.
I wouldn't. I would work one day a year.
That's good, yeah.
Maybe one day every 3 years.
Yeah. That would be cool, yeah.
And then I'd dedicate myself to the things that matter to me, like watching movies.
Yes.
I would never podcast again. I would.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah, when would this instantly be cut off?
This immediately.
Fuck this. Yeah.
No. I would do this.
But we would do it from like our space stations.
Yes.
Satellite down to Earth.
We would do it from those like water hovercrafts.
Ooh.
Hey, we just watched Abigail.
I mean, people would definitely watch that podcast more than they do this.
Absolutely.
And that there was one character named Rickles. He was a marine veteran.
I really liked the way the vampire had like shark teeth, you know. That's great.
Write it down. It's a great idea.
That would be awesome. We should honestly take the audio from this and green screen footage of ourselves flying. I bet that clip would. That's a viral clip right there.
It's a viral clip, baby.
Have you seen the guys that are on the hoverboards and they're talking about the movie?
They're talking about Abigail.
Ah, I haven't.
And maybe we'd see it. Maybe we'd see some numbers.
What if we? Okay, we get an old. It's like we get any kind of car we can put the top down.
Yeah.
Any convertible, but it's not like the T-top or just like a moonroof. You just want to get the whole thing, and we're recording, but we start ghost riding. Like we're doing little, you know, Tokyo drifts, and then we both get out at the same time.
Yeah, walking.
Yeah, we're like, wow, it sure was. And then like the car hits us or something, and we're like, oh no.
Maybe for our fast six. No, 8. What is it at? 11. It's at 11. I was like, wait, no, it's way
fast
better.
11. Fast, we're going to ghost ride the whip. You heard it here first.
Fast 11.
This is our promise.
That would
be
pretty cool.
Buy a convertible. We'll learn how to do donuts real good, and then we'll step out of it.
I just want to learn how to do the Jason Momoa jump, push myself out, and go, here we go.
Here we go. I am thinking back to last year when people, other than us, I think, everyone on Earth hated that performance.
Oh, really? I loved it. I mean,
great job.
You need it in a movie like that. It's just like, the movie is so stupid. You got it.
There's
just
a big fucking ball. This is a movie with a big fucking ball in
huge
it. And it
ball.
Rolls around in fucking Venice or something.
Well, this movie had the balls. But
speaking of balls, do you have anything else to say that are positive about Abigail?
Yeah, I liked that where she tricks Dan Stevens' character. She's like, there's a book in the library, None, and it'll open a door, and he's like, thanks. And she's like, aren't you gonna let me out? And he's like, no. Or like, here's a lesson, kid. And then she laughs and kicks the door down and he goes flying. Yeah. I was like, that's fun.
I'm trying to think of exactly what his line is. His line is like, have fun spending eternity. Wow, that's a tough one. Hey, give him the Oscar for having to say eternity.
Yeah, oh my God.
Okay, take two. That might be take three, actually.
Yeah.
Have fun take four. Have fun spending eternity in a fucking elevator.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, I like that one.
It was something like that. And funny line.
She's like,
I'm strong.
She is strong. And she's such a trickster. Like, she pretends she can't get out. It's like, she loves tricking.
I mean, if you're killing people for 3,000 years, it must get very boring.
Yeah, you got to figure out some way to spice it up. Which I do. I like that element. People are just like, oh, I don't know. What else can I do?
It's also weird. If you were a vampire, and certainly someone has talked about this in the many reams of vampire fiction, but don't you miss, like, I don't know, like a chocolate cake or something?
Okay, in some universes they can eat food, and in others they can't eat food.
Yeah, it makes them sick.
And I'm like, I want to be in the universe where I can still eat a cheesecake if I want to.
Yeah. Oh.
Because if I have to eat blood cake, that's not as good.
Follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
When you eat a person, when you're sucking their blood,
yes,
do you get the same sort of good feelings as you do when you're eating a piece of cheesecake?
I wonder. Or is it
simply like, you know, like you're addicted to cigarettes, so maybe, like, you smoke the cigarette and you're like, I gotta get through this so I can go back and...
Yeah, I feel like it's more akin to that, because every time they drink, they're like, oh! Or like, they're like orgasming, like, oh! But maybe, I don't know. I'm not an expert. We'll have to ask.
On being a vampire. Hey, if you're watching or listening and you are an expert on vampires or are a vampire yourself, tweet at us at FoodCourtCast. Let us know. Also, give us 5 stars.
Please.
And tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors.
Tell other vampires.
Tell other vampires. Tell yourself in the mirror every morning. Oh, I need to probably share a food court clip or interact with them in some way.
If you're a vampire, don't tell yourself in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
You can't even fucking see yourself.
You won't even know. Now, that's a tough one. You would never know what you look like. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Can they see themselves in water? Or do they have no reflections just generally? Is it just mirrors?
I bet they can't see themselves in water either.
That sucks. How do they know what they look like?
They always look so great.
I know. Yeah. This is a big flaw with the vampires. They should look like absolute crap. They should have like weird makeup shit, like lipstick on their teeth. They like just look horrible. Yeah, because they wouldn't know it. They need just other vampires.
Tons of like little blood cuts on their neck.
It's really not a good downside. And no sun? Oh, God.
I like the sun.
I love it.
Though, I'll be honest, it does seem pretty vague.
Yeah.
Their connection to the sun. Like, they can be in a nice sunny room. Well, it depends on the vampire, I guess. But they can be in a nice, beautiful, sunny room.
Yeah.
And just, like, as long as they don't get hit by the sunlight itself, then they're like, but they can just, like, sit on a nice chair and be like, oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah. I've seen some where they even have, like, an umbrella, and they're just outside, and I'm like, that's it? Well,
sounds great.
You better hope the wind doesn't come and turn that thing inside out. You're just like, yeah, roast. That would be an amazing scene.
Isn't it a wonderful day out here?
And they're on fire trying to, like, close it back up. I would love to see that.
Write that scene, Hollywood. See, you fucking cowards.
Hollywood, if they would just hire us to make these movies, we would be making crazy movies.
We'll make a great movie for your Netflix. And it'll be like all the other ones. Nobody will watch it.
No one will
watch
it.
Nobody will give a shit about it.
And actually, we're gonna shoot it in parts. We're going to do 4 parts. And every time we release a part, no one will care about the parts because they don't even like the first part or care about the first one.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll do, and it'll be great.
Yeah. And you'll, I don't know, somehow you'll like write that off on whatever your Netflix money thing is. And you'll put it on, you'll say it's number one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you say, yeah, well, can you prove that it's number one? Do you, like, release any of your anything?
I feel like...
We don't release any of our anything.
We don't do anything.
It's number one. What else do you want to know?
Everything. We'd like to just know everything about your operation.
People love the movie Horny Baby.
They love it.
It's number one in the U.S. Number three in the world.
People are going to go see that, I think.
People love Horny Baby 2, The Scar Giver.
The Scar Giver, yeah.
I can't wait to see Horny Baby 3, oh, The King of Dogs.
The King of Dogs, man. The King of Dogs. I mean, it is cool that you can make just kind of really bad movies and just keep making them. Like, it doesn't... Yeah. It's pretty... It gives me hope. I always think, well, surely if, you know, that movie that... The guy that made the movie that sucked really bad has made seven more movies that also suck. It's like, well, I can get one in there, right?
I mean, he did make a really good Dawn of the Dead.
True.
We're talking about Zack Snyder,
right? Yeah. Okay. I don't want to besmirch, but come on, baby. You got vision, but it just doesn't ever quite come together.
Some people shouldn't be writers.
That I think that is the case.
I mean, lots of great directors never wrote very much.
Very true.
Spielberg wrote like one script all the way, a couple halfway.
I think the best way to do it is you hire a really good writer.
Yeah.
Who knows their shit, and they will write the shit out of it. And then you're a good director, and you're like, on the day, you go, this is good, but what if we try some other stuff, and maybe if that stuff works, you add it in.
Yeah.
And if not, just stick to the
And you get
script.
Big hulking men.
Yeah, giants.
I mean, that's definitely one thing. And he knows how to make big hulking men look like big hulks.
That's true. It's very true. Maybe he should, just keep doing that.
Keep doing that. Mampy.
Yeah.
Do you have any final thoughts about goodness before I start absolutely destroying this movie?
I'm trying to think. I like the guy's head falling off.
Yes!
Yeah, that was fun.
That character in general is fun. His name is Dean.
Yeah.
And he's like the weird... I don't know what the politically correct version... How you call a person who is a white guy who listens to only rap music?
A wigga. I think?
But that's not the politically correct version.
Oh, right? Okay, I guess not.
Right?
To me, it is.
Oh, well, sure, yeah, but, yeah, what is it to me?
White guy. White rapper.
White guy, yeah, I guess now it's just any white guy.
I don't know, actually. That's a good question. Write in if you are a white rapper.
Yeah.
Or you've known one. What do they refer to themselves as?
He's got that kind of, hey, baby, good.
And doesn't understand any rejection or cues at all. He's like, but I thought...
I snuck into your room with a mask.
That's crazy.
I thought you would find that sexy.
Yeah, but no.
Sorry.
It's not, actually.
Well, I'm ready.
All right.
I'm coming for you, Abigail.
Get her. Cut her down.
And this is my low main.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already discussed it a little bit.
Yeah.
But my low main is that the whole movie is in the trailer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Including many... Almost all of the major plot points. Yep. There's like a few twists at the end that they save for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't... All the time they're talking about Lazar and we find out that Abigail is Lazar.
Abigail is...
Wait, what is it?
Valdez.
Abigail is Valdez. And her father is Lazar.
Lazar.
But other than that, like you see Dan Stevens as a vampire. Mm. You see most of the people who die.
Yeah.
You see, like, most of the people who become vampires as vampires.
Yeah.
And it's especially bad because the movie seems clearly set up as a bait and switch.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to do this job. And then it turns into a... Like, it is really From Dusk Till Dawn because, like, there's this whole opening section where, you know, people are doing a heist and they're running away and whatever. And then there's a vampire section.
There's a vampire section.
And it really, especially because there's all these mysteries that they're building up. They're like, oh, what's going on? Why? What is this weird house? Oh, we can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
And those things just, for me, just don't work as well.
Yeah, when you know.
If you know every single bit of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Especially, it's just...
It sucks with the marketing where you, like, have to spell everything out. It's just like, wow, I wish... Because movies used to do fun teaser things that would, like, not give away, and it'd be more exciting, I think, but...
I mean, I think it doesn't matter for some movies.
Yeah, sure.
But, like, for movies where a lot of stuff is built around the way the script works, the way the twists work, it's just really disappointing to, like... Go, well, oh, they're in the house, and then, I remember in the trailer when the wood came down, so they're going to be stuck in the house, and then they're going to be trapped, and they're going to try to find a way out, and they're not going to be able to find a way out. And then I remember in the trailer when they were looking for different weapons to fight a vampire.
Yeah.
And I remember in the trailer when Dan Stevens turned into a vampire, so obviously he's not going to make it. It's just the whole thing.
It's unfortunate. It really
It bummed me out. I still had a pretty good time. Yeah. But I definitely was imagining myself watching this other movie, the movie that they made, versus like the movie that was given to us, like the way the movie was given to us, and being like, oh, this is fun. And wow, this is interesting. What's going on with this little girl? Oh, this is weird. Oh, they're locked in? Oh, stuff is happening.
Yeah, honestly, if the trailer had just been, I'm really sorry about what's going to happen to you.
And then,
like, it just goes, Abigail. That would have been...
That's a perfect ending.
Like, whoa, what is this about?
You can even show, like, little clips of people being ripped apart or killed. Or not every murder is is, like, a close-up vampire murder in that movie.
Exactly, yeah.
You can show a head rolling off of a shoulders.
It's just... It is a bummer.
It was a big bummer.
It's literally my same low main. I was like, I know this isn't in the movie, but the trailer just ruined it.
Yeah.
It would have been so nice and like such a fun, like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
But, you know, so.
I'm sure if you're watching that movie and you see that, you see a trailer that doesn't even give you much. Like, pretty early on, you're like, okay, something's weird about
this. Something's up.
You know, anybody who's been locked in a house overnight, something weird's going to happen.
Yeah.
But you don't know if it's going to turn into a slasher movie or if it's going to turn out that, I don't know, there's one murderer and he's killing everybody else. Like, you don't know if it's going to be a Clue movie or just an Agatha Christie mystery.
Yeah,
that has slashings.
It could have slashings.
And it just bummed me out. I don't know.
Yeah, that was
it tough. Bummed me out.
Cause like
it really bummed me out.
In the movie, there's not too much where I was like, ugh, or like, I don't like this, but it did suck knowing like, all right, well, they're safe. And
yeah,
I don't know if the blonde girl's going to be a puppet, but I know at some point she's going to be a vampire. Like,
yes,
I've seen it. So I'm like, is she going to help? But no, I don't know. It was, and I think the only okay thing from the trailer was that they didn't show the main actress very much in the trailer, like after the beginning. And I was like, oh, maybe it'll be something where you think she's the main actress and she just gets killed.
Yeah.
And for a second, I thought when they kill Rickles, I was like, oh shit, is she about to just get straight up killed as well? But so there was a little bit of that, but yeah, I could, and then you kind of can just tell like, okay, she's gonna keep her alive because she has a kid and they've connected. And
yes.
And then for a second I was like, maybe not, because she gets mad at her for injecting her with a needle and she's like, you bitch.
Yeah.
But they work together. I don't know, which I'm just glad she lived. I thought that was nice. But
yeah,
it's just, yeah, I don't know.
And I also kind of, I don't this is a different thing, but this is actually within the realm of the movie. Mm-hmm. So this is my low main within the realm of the movie. There's a scene where they're like doing cross-cutting between Abigail and Sammy, played by Catherine Newton, and they're like doing their dance thing, and like they're showing that Catherine Newton is a puppet and Abigail's doing her dance and all that stuff, which is cool, and the concept is cool, but I didn't think they really pulled it off with the editing.
Yeah.
Like, the way everything was put together, it felt like sort of disjointed. Like, a lot of times in a scene like that, like, you'll have like really matched shots.
Yeah.
So like when they go back and forth, you know, it will look really cool and super matched. And it wasn't, and maybe they weren't going for that. but it just didn't feel right. And also it felt like sometimes in that moment, the cutting was too fast back and forth, so you, like, couldn't really get a sense of their dance moves.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's the same thing as, like, when you see too much cutting in an action scene and, like, it's just not as cool anymore because it just looks like a fist moves and then a face moves and then a guy slowly falls in, like, seven shots. Yeah. But it was, like, the same thing where they're, like, I don't really see the choreography.
Yeah, it was weird.
It seems like it might be kind of cool, but I don't know.
Don't know what's happening,
I don't know. And if they had done it, like, just a little more patience with that scene, where they're, like, cutting back and forth, and the idea's really cool, and we see the dancing, which clearly is, like, as we said, like, this is our TikTok! Yes! But if you can't see the dancing, then it's not really like a TikTok.
It really isn't.
Because in the TikToks, I mean, maybe one of the few good things about a TikTok is that it's, like, just one...
Yeah.
Uncut shot.
It's like the one time where they don't need 7,000 shot, like, edits.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It's like, it's interesting. They have patience if they're just watching someone move around. So we have to do our pod like this. And yeah, and I thought the movie was, like, kind of cool and whatever. And be pretty cool.
Tweet at us. Just in general.
Yeah, we love it.
Doesn't matter why. Just go ahead and do it.
Just
thank you.
Just do it. Because, I was trying to rack my... Because I genuinely had a good time.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, the trailer made it... It just gave away way too freaking much, which is a bummer.
Even if they had made the vampire trailer, we know it's a vampire. Yeah. But... Don't show all the people who die?
Yeah, it just isn't necessary.
I mean, it's like, we know that Sammy, we know that Frank, the others we don't really know.
Yeah.
But, like, those are two of the main characters. I mean, I guess they're all main characters since it's kind of an ensemble. But, like, Frank is one of three of the principals.
Yes.
And we know that he's going to turn into a vampire at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just, like...
Yeah.
There's just, like, less stakes with this guy.
I just wonder what that choice was. Like, I know the studio's probably like, we need to get people in seats.
Yeah.
But it's just like, don't you get that that's actually a deterrent? Because it's giving way too much. It's just too much.
Truly, there may be someone out there, maybe not our wonderful listeners, who are so smart.
Yeah.
But maybe there are people out there who are like, I need a better idea of what is happening throughout this movie.
Yeah.
And they see that and they go, oh, cool. That guy's going to turn into a vampire. I would love to see that.
I would love to see him be a vampire. Which, I mean, they don't show too much of him as a vampire.
Yeah.
True, but it would just be so much nicer if you didn't know at all. That would be awesome. Or you show someone else getting bit and hint that they turn into a vampire, but they actually just die. Maybe that would be nice, but...
Sure.
Just, yeah.
Some misdirection.
Misdirect us, please.
Couldn't you?
Show. Don't tell.
Yeah, but don't show.
Don't also
tell. Well, I think they're showing so much that they tell.
Yeah, there we go. Don't tell us or show us anything.
Black screen.
Black screen, baby. One of the
best. Maybe it fades into white.
My favorite teasers ever. Is that Dark Knight teaser where it's just, like, sounds from the movie and, like, the bat symbol slowly forming? It's like, that, it makes me way more excited. It's like, I'm gonna go see that. I must see it. Where is that movie playing? Here. David points to the right theater. Clink.
And points to my microphone.
Yeah.
Another thing. This is not a super bad thing, but I didn't find it especially scary.
Yeah, no, at all.
It was more of a fun time.
Just
than
a
scary time.
Yeah, I don't think I ever got scared. I was just like, ooh, okay, it's starting to go down.
Ooh.
But I did like when the lady fell in the body pool. I thought that was good.
Oh,
like, yeah,
that was gross. Really good.
Yeah, nasty.
It was nasty. So gross.
It's probably best she died, because who knows how many diseases you would get from that. That'd be so foul.
Yeah, I would definitely want to explode if I fell into a big pit of dead people. Is that what happens to... Tweet at us if you have ever unearthed a pit of humans. And let us know if it turns all black and gross and muddy. Yeah,
that's a good question.
Does it?
I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, I guess everything eventually turns sort of brown.
Yeah.
So, maybe.
Or browner, in my case.
Yes. All of the whiteness fades away.
Yeah.
And you return to the fatherland? Motherland?
To black.
Is Africa the motherland or is Africa the fatherland?
The motherland. I think it's the motherland, I think.
Germany's the fatherland, yeah, Africa's the motherland. Motherland. Never the twain shall meet.
Never, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any final thoughts on Abaca?
I don't think so. I had fun with it. Maybe it would be nice to show someone who doesn't know anything about it at some point. That would probably be fun.
Yeah.
It would be much more fun. You know, I have the classic, like, some of the humor and bits, you know.
Some of it is, yeah. Some of it is like that.
Yeah, but...
Another thing that... This is not the movie's fault, but it's, like, the filmmaker's fault for making Ready or Not, which I think is sort of a similar tone to this, but I just liked a whole lot better.
Yeah.
I just... you know, it's sort of silly and funny and bloody and
yeah, that was all a fun of that. Movie.
I just thought that was... much better than this.
Yeah, that movie, and it had more, like, scariness quality.
Yes, absolutely.
But it has some of the worst acting I've ever seen at the very beginning. It's just like, oh my God, this is, I don't know if I can watch this movie. And then you, like, just keep with it. Those two people are not that big of the movie.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Or I guess not the very beginning. There's a scary bit, and then there's two people in a car, and that scene, I'm like,
"Oh,
what the fuck is this?" I know it's a horror movie, but come on, y'all.
Hey, wow, this is a great car.
We're going up to the house now.
All right. Check out Ready or Not in theaters now.
Yeah.
Check out Abigail in theaters now.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely had, it was a little more refined, I guess, like filming-wise and stuff.
I agree with that.
Yeah, anyway. We can't only talk. You're right.
We can't only talk about Abigail. We've got to talk about other movies we watched, which brings us to Pan Express Presents Express Yourself about the movies you watched this week. Play the song.
Bing, 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 ding, 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 bing, 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 ding, 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 bing, bing, ding. It's time for the Pan Express. Boop, boop, because we got some things expressed. Ding, ding, about the things we watched. Doop, doop, this week.
Did you watch anything this week, Mambi?
I did. I watched the nonstop action classic Mad Max Fury Road.
Baby. Oh, shit.
I hadn't watched it in years, and I was like, this movie still rules.
Are you in so Furiosa good. Prep?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. I was like, you know what? It's going to be great. I love this movie.
I mean... all of the Mad Maxes are varying levels of good.
Yeah, they're fun. They're all fun, at least.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I, too, am excited. I love Fury Road. I think it's my, and this these days may be controversial, my second or third favorite
Mad Max movie. I'll probably say second Mad Max a lot.
Road Warrior fucking rules.
Very good movie.
It's so awesome.
It's probably...
just...
yeah, Road Warrior, Fury Road are pretty close.
They're really close.
Charlize is great in Fury Road. I was like...
oh, she's so good.
So I love when a...
is Big Eyes gonna be able to...
Big Eyes, yeah. Maybe. She does seem to be like she can pull it off in the trailer.
Yeah.
When she's all crazy looking.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, all right. All right, Furiosa. Let's see.
Hey there, Furiosa.
Here we go, sir. But yeah, that movie, just everything about it, the practical stuff, it just looks good and so fun. And
the way that the stuff mixes.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that, like, so much of it is, you know, skies that are fake and cars that are real and, you know, all the stuff really moves together really well.
It looks awesome. The giant sandstorm? Looks so cool.
I totally agree.
I was like,
I love a giant sandstorm.
This still rules. Like, the fucking crazy spray paint stuff. Like, I just, the ideas are awesome. I loved it.
It's so awesome.
Very good movie.
And the sandstorm is like one of those great examples of, like, this is what is cool about digital effects.
Yeah, yeah.
Is you can make this big thing, but you accept it because it looks good.
Yeah, it looks great.
That's the only difference between, like, digital effects that you don't care about or don't like, mm-hmm. is because they just look like don't look good. And now that's very obvious.
Yeah.
But, like, you see it so much with so many bad backgrounds and stuff that doesn't seem like it could possibly... Maybe it is hard. I don't know. Maybe it's hard. But it doesn't seem like it could be that hard. But then you see this, and there's, like, this huge, like, monstrous-looking clouds coming in, and it's like, oh, this is great.
And they're, like, zooming out from real footage of these, like, cars driving, and just like, whoa, this feels so big and awesome.
It's awesome.
God, that movie is so fun.
Similarly, I really like The Storms and Crawl. I don't want to bring everything back to Crawl, as I usually do, but I like the Crawl Storms are also quite artful.
That still was one of the biggest surprises ever. I was like, wow.
It's a masterpiece.
It's
our greatest masterpiece.
It's our greatest, definitely the best crocodile movie.
It's the greatest American movie made by a Frenchman.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think so.
Mm. Tweet at us with the greatest American movie made by a Frenchman.
Mm. And I have to say, I'm glad they went with Crawl, because the first title, as clever as it was, I don't think it would have played.
What was the first title?
Crawlcodile. And it just was, I think it's too much. Too much.
They would have gotten halfway through the movie and said, wait, aren't these gators not crocodiles? There aren't crocodiles in America. And we're like, oh, God, shut up.
Oh,
shut the fuck up.
Yes. You know, I always remember crocodile, thin nose, alligator, big nose.
Really?
I think that's how it works. Okay. Unless I'm remembering it the other way wrong.
If you are an alligator expert or a sentient alligator who can use a computer or even a phone or whatever, tweet at us at FoodCourtCast. Let us know. Is your nose big?
Yeah, I love the idea of their little claws on the keyboards. I think that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. You know what I watched?
No.
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. The new Guy Ritchie. It's a new silly Guy Ritchie that involves lots of Nazi killing.
Okay.
And it has some very middling lows. But the highs for me are quite high.
That's good.
And it's I like a good Guy Ritchie doing silly stuff movie.
Yeah.
And it's just a ton of fun. The actors are really good. Henry Cavill, remember him?
Classic.
He gets to be in a movie, which is nice.
That is
the guy
nice.
From Reacher, who's like fucking 10 foot tall and 20 feet wide, just an enormous man, is completely awesome. Heck, the action's really fun. They do some good stabbings.
Ooh, I love a good stabbing.
There's shootings and stabbings, and I just really had a good time. I thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else in the theater laughed as much as me, because I was laughing really hard, but God damn it, I liked it.
That's fun, yeah. That's good.
Top five movie of the year for me so far?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. We're only in eight. I mean, we're only in fucking April.
Interesting, yeah. I haven't.
So who knows?
Yeah, true. May? There could be some real hits coming.
June? July?
July.
What month is it?
Yeah.
April? We also never know what movie to do next.
Never, ever.
There's some movie called Boy Kills World.
Oh, yeah. I still want to see Arcadian, too.
Oh, yeah.
That weird Nicolas Cage. I have no idea, but...
Hey.
Maybe.
It's a possibility. Tweet at us at FoodCourtCast if there's a movie that you want us to watch. Mampy.
Yeah.
It's been such an honor.
It always.
Doing this podcast with you. And this is the final. We're still doing it. I haven't made my $5 million yet.
Once
tweet
you
at us if you want to send me $5 million. Honestly, I would quit the podcast for less.
Yeah.
So however much you want to spend to get me to quit the podcast.
That's a good idea. We should see. People are sick of seeing the clips. You can pay us to stop doing it.
Yeah.
It's up
weekly,
to you.
Though.
Weekly. Yeah, weekly.
It has to be weekly.
Because if
we need passive income.
The moment the payments stop is the moment the clips start coming
back.
They
come back. They come back as a flood.
Yeah.
All the ones we've been saving. Yeah, we just keep doing the podcast. We're doing four clips a week, every week, and you pay us to stop. And then if you don't, we just put up, you know, all of 50 at once.
We'll put out all the clips. We'll put out the clips. How many? All of them. This summer.
On behalf of Mampy Heights, I'm Sean Parrott saying to you, bon appetit.